You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis said Mass on Thursday, the feast of St. Matthew, Apostle and Evangelist, in the chapel of the Casa Santa Marta in the Vatican. In remarks following the readings of the day, which included St. Matthew's own account of his conversion and calling into discipleship, the Holy Father focused on the three stages of the episode: calling, feasting, and scandal.
La prima condizione per essere salvato, sentirsi in pericolo.
Jesus had just healed a paralytic when he met Matthew, a tax collector, hence a figure despised by Jewish authorities and considered a traitor to his land and people, sitting at the customs desk. Jesus looked at him and said, "Follow me," and Matthew got up and followed him. Recalling Caravaggio's famous depiction of the scene, Pope Francis spoke of Matthew's sidelong look, with one eye on our Savior and the other on his purse, a look that was even standoffish, if not outright aggressive. Then there was the merciful gaze of Jesus, which communicated such overwhelming love that the resistance of the man who wanted the money failed. Matthew got up and followed him. It is the struggle between mercy and sin, Pope Francis said.
È la porta per incontrare Gesù e riconoscersi come siamo, la verità, peccatori.
Jesus' love was able to enter into the heart of that man, Matthew, because he knew he was a sinner. He knew he was not loved by anyone, and was even despised. It was precisely that sinful conscience which opened the door to the mercy of Jesus. So Matthew left everything and went on a new journey with our Lord. This is the encounter between the sinner and Jesus. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.